Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, here we go. Another live performance in the studio this morning from a band from right down the street that we're going to learn a lot more about this morning. They've got a residency at the Wayfair every Monday night this month. They're called The Grumble. They're going to perform live for us now whenever you guys are ready. Props to the sound guy, too.
Well, no, it was just a pleasure to mix. So fun.
The Grumble is live in studio from Laguna Niguel, right? Is that right? Yeah, cool. And they've got a residency at the Wayfair right now in Costa Mesa. They've got a new album release at the Constellation Room on the way. We'll learn about that. But we'll hear one more song from The Grumble now and then come back and chat. So one more, guys. Take it away.
feel sympathy so hard to find. Hey, you get to plug it in your inside. Throw out the logic cause it never felt right. On your own for the only time. And real sympathy so hard to find.
Killer. The Grumble live in studio on KX93.5. We'll switch you to the interview mics now and chat with you guys for a moment. That was awesome. That was Real Sympathy, which is a single that we play here on the air. Man, I haven't heard a local band sound that good in a long time.
No, I'm telling you. No, really, we're stoked that you're here.
Thank you. You guys are
really awesome. There's not a flaw. I mean, lyrically brilliant and great singing. Stefan and I have met before. Stefan, who played the phone this morning on the air.
The cell phone, yeah.
Stefan used to play for Sasha.
Yes.
Sasha Evans,
yes.
Who, you know, has gone off to do her other things, got married and settled
Ran
down.
Ran away, fell in love.
I know. But I remember seeing you play. I remember that you had a kick drum with a little thing in it, a little extra bit that made a big noise. It was always a nightmare to mic and to get it to sound right.
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, that's my big memory.
I'm sorry for that. I don't remember that.
You're a great player and singing along, playing the drums as well.
Thanks, man. Thank
magic
you.
Magic stuff.
Well, there's a lot going on with your band, The Grumble. We mentioned you've got a residency right now at the Wayfair, which is really coming up. They're doing really cool stuff. So how's that Monday night weekly gig been going? I suppose you've only done one so far, right?
Two so far. Two. There's five this month. It's going cool. It's like there's a lot of great bands that we're playing with, and we get to play with all our friends' bands. So
we got Sapphire Road, I think, is this coming Monday.
Cool.
They've been in here.
Yeah, they were here last.
And then we got a band called Party Baby is doing the last two with us, and Wilder is a great band out of Costa Mesa, and then Work Friend from. I think also from Costa Mesa.
Well, now's the time. One. It really feels like the time more than ever that Orange County is finally making its mark. You know, I mean, we've been doing this radio thing for 3.5 years. We've seen bands come and go, but what the Wayfair is doing and the bands that are playing the Constellation Room and the Santa Ana scene increasing with music festivals. I mean, it's really, really coming up now. And I think you guys are definitely part of that. So,
thank you.
And you've got an album release you're working on, an album that you've been working on for 4 years. That's going to be released with a party at the Constellation Room. So tell us about that.
We're doing a release show this Friday, Constellation Room. We have some friends. John Lowell is going to open. He's an acoustic artist that I recorded at our studio, actually. And I actually also did the Sapphire Road stuff. A lot of those bands have been coming through. But we have him opening, and then we have this other band from Santa Barbara, good friends of ours, called the Blues and Grays. That are going to play right before us. And then, it should be fun.
Awesome. Four years.
It's been a long time. Yeah. I don't want to give too much about the show away, but it's going to be like different than any show we've done. So there's lots of surprises. So if you're listening, you should be there.
Yeah.
I'm getting the feeling there's a lot of creative stuff going on. You've got a studio. You're thinking about things. Is the sound very different to what we heard today? Live?
Literally, we figured this out last night at 2 in the morning. I haven't even slept.
Yeah.
You haven't slept all night?
No, I just laid down.
Pretty
and then
good, man.
Thanks.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's
I'm dead on the inside.
He's like, I could tell, but you know, you'll get him next time, brother.
That tells you a lot, though, about a bunch of creative people, artists. You know, you can just put that, knock that together in a night, the night before. I mean, that's not your, you know, you're just not your average Orange County reggae band.
I don't think that. You know what I mean? Actually,
that's what we normally sound like.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, although there's a lot wrong with that.
Yeah.
But they, you're obviously very creative dudes, and I'm excited for you. I'm totally blown away, actually.
Thanks,
I'm a little bit speechless, frankly.
He doesn't usually do that.
No.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. Thank you so much. That's tremendous.
Tell me what the name of the Grumble means, please.
Was I supposed to tell him, look it up on Urban Dictionary?
Oh, okay.
So is it one of those words?
You can't tell
it's
me
totally
right now.
It's totally not. No, it's really not. It's a cartoon character.
Yeah, but we found out the Urban Dictionary later.
Like a year or two after, something really, really filthy and
I've
disgusting.
Heard that before. Bands have told me that before.
Yeah.
That they accidentally come up with some terrible euphemism.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something horrible in Swedish, and then you wind up going to Sweden on tour.
Yeah.
And people are like, what?
Yeah.
There's a band called Death by Unga Bunga.
Yep.
If they fell into that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really did.
That's user error on that one.
So where do you want people to go now to find your music and follow along with you guys and make sure they're on the Grumble bandwagon? We're online.
That's a really awesome question. They should sign up for our mailing list.
Okay.
They can go straight to thegrumble.com and they can put in their email and they will get news first and tracks that other people don't get yet and all that kind of stuff. But
cool.
We got Facebook and SoundCloud and Spotify, whatever you normally use.
All right.
Google Play, maybe?
Apple Music. I think we're on
that. We are on that, yeah.
Before you guys go, would you like to play a quick radio game with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, sure. Good. Let me click this button. It'll explain.
It's time for Indie Band Name or... I don't know.
All right. This band's called Indie Band Or. Okay, no. So today's category is Indie Band Name or J.R.R. Tolkien, Lord of the Rings character. Okay? So you're going to play against Jason. He doesn't know the answers.
I have no idea.
And I'm going to give you a phrase or a name, and you have to tell me if it's either a Tolkien character or an indie band name. Are you ready?
Are there any that are both?
There are none that are both.
Okay.
Okay. So that would be good, though. I'll do that next time. All right. Indie band or Tolkien character. Green Rose Fair. Green Rose Fair.
I'm going to say indie band.
Grumble?
I'm going to say Tolkien character.
Okay.
I say indie band.
Jason?
I think it's an indie band, but this is where I wish I'd paid attention to those geeky guys at school who were reading Lord of the Rings. Like, so I read it once, but people read it 9 times. One guy told me it was his Bible. For God's sake.
Green Rose Fair is an indie band. I'm the odd man out. All right, so you lost a point over there. All right, indie band or Tolkien character? Blackmoor's Night. Blackmoor's Night. Is that an indie band or a Tolkien character? Jason?
Indie band.
The Grumble?
Tolkien character.
Tolkien character.
No, indie band.
Indie band.
Dang it.
All right, indie band. Indie
don't
band.
Ask me, man.
All right, the Grumble goes with indie band.
And I'm saying indie band.
Everybody's right, it's an indie band.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Indie band or Tolkien character. Durin's Bane. Durin's Bane.
Oh, Durin's Bane.
The Grumble?
Tolkien.
Yeah, I'm going Tolkien too.
We'll go with it.
Man, you guys are killing it. Yeah, Tolkien character. All right, I can't be stumped on this one. Indie band or Tolkien character?
He's just making all these up anyway.
Yeah,
none of these are either.
None of these are either, anything.
None are both, but they're all.
He's reading his mother's medication bottles. Oh, God. I've got a terrible Durin's Bane this morning.
Sackville Baggins.
What?
Sackville Baggins.
I know this.
Is that a Tolkien character or an indie band, The Grumble?
That is Tolkien.
Yeah, it's Tolkien, yeah.
But wouldn't you think that a band might name themselves Sackville Baggins?
Yeah, sure. You would think so. It's Frodo's last name. He's double but Frodo.
Well, yeah,
Sackville
Baggins. Everybody knows that, but who knows Sackville?
I didn't know it.
Bilbo Sackville Baggins.
All right, indie band or Tolkien character, Daughters of Finwë. The Daughters of Finwë.
I'm hoping it's not a band. It's a terrible band name, isn't it?
What do you think?
Daughters of Finwë.
Uh-huh.
It's a band. It's a terrible band.
I would have to agree.
I think it's got to be.
I think it's a band.
A folk band.
Yeah.
It's an all-girl band.
Yeah, all-girl clog band.
Yeah.
Clog dancing band.
Yeah.
It is a Tolkien character.
No!
I gotcha! All right, we'll do one more for the championship. Shadowfax. Shadow Facts. Is that an indie band or a J.R.R. Tolkien character?
That's where you go to find out if your car's been in an accident before you buy it. You call Shadow Facts.
All right, the Grumble, what do you think?
I think that's Gandalf's horse.
Oh, wow. Grand slam.
Yes, not only does he know.
Yeah, just specific.
Specifically. Very impressive.
Yeah,
you're right. It is Gandalf's horse.
Yeah.
Shadow Facts. Shadow Facts me later.
You win. Thanks, guys, for playing, and thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We loved your live set. We'll probably play some of that stuff on the air as our exclusive acoustic performance,
awesome,
if you don't mind.
Sweet.
And again, you can see the Grumble, the residency at the Wayfair all this month on Mondays, and then when's the album release party again?
This Friday.
Friday, Constellation Room. Thank you, guys. We'll see you soon, okay?
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.